KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience. Our engineers today are Cliff Hargrove, Jake Perlman, and Wayland Nera. I'm Jack Anderson, and joining me tonight in Studio 1A is My Education. Guys, I would love to hear a song first.
Thank you.
Holy moly, it's My Education here in Studio 1A. I want to ask them a couple questions about their latest release, Skip Hole, but first, welcome, gentlemen.
Thanks. Hello.
Thanks for having us.
I'm going to be chit-chatting at least with Brian Purrington on guitar. So this group, My Education, was originally formed in 1999. Brian, when did you come on board?
That would be me. Back in 1999, I moved to Austin, and I guess I'm the only original member left, but these guys have been playing in the band for a very long time.
So it's almost been 20 years together, about a dozen releases, lineup changes, tours. What's different from now in 1999 in terms of My Education?
For one, I don't live in Austin anymore, so that's a big difference. I moved to Auckland 3 months ago and flew back in to do some shows with these guys. And then, so we're doing it long distance. We're going to be doing Europe in the fall and coming back at some point next year and hopefully maybe getting them to come to New Zealand.
It's My Education right here in Studio 1A. So you guys generally describe your sound as instrumental post-rock. How else would you describe your sound?
I like to think there's a lot of krautrock influence in there. I don't know, Scott, what would you say?
Psych-rock. We like to bring a little bit of muscle to it. A lot of post-rock bands are, I don't know, kind of gossamer and full of filaments. We like to try to bring a little bit more power, especially lately. We've been bringing the huevos a little bit more.
And I noticed that because, I mean, you hear other kind of iconic post-rock groups like Do Make Say Think or Godspeed You Black Emperor. You guys are rocking it harder than they are. That's for sure.
Thank you.
And I definitely appreciate that. So My Education, their latest album is called Skip Hole. So that came out a while back. What can fans expect from Skip Hole versus previous releases?
I think we recorded with Mike McCarthy, and he did a great job on producing it. It definitely sounds better than our other releases.
Yeah, I'd go along with that. The production values are a little bit higher. It's an album full of longing and wistfulness, but it sounds really good. Mike did a really good job producing it. It definitely came out crystal clear.
And if fans want to hear that crystal clear recording, where can they go to find that?
You can stream it on Spotify or our Bandcamp page. You can pick up physical copies around town at End of an Era Waterloo.
My Education in Studio 1A, they're going to be playing at ABGB this Saturday, along with K-Odyssey, and Honey and Salt. And then you guys hit the stage at 11. You can find info about that show at theabgb.com. I want to hear another song really quickly, but first I have to ask, I noticed that you guys, or at least when I was reading about you, you scored F.W. Murnau's 1927 silent film Sunrise, A Song of Two Humans, a 96-minute live set. I kind of want to hear the story behind that. How did that come about?
Well, the Alamo Drafthouse was kind of doing a series of live scores for silent films, and another band I was in had done one, and actually My Education had done an earlier score for an anime film. So we got asked to do another one, and after looking around and researching quite a bit, we came across Sunrise, and just such an incredibly beautiful movie. We didn't really see how we could go wrong with it, and I do think it's one of the most successful things we've ever done. It is a bit grueling to play for that long, but it worked out really well, and people were kind of moved to tears by it and all. So I think it's one of the most successful things we've ever done. Maybe we'll do it again someday. Who knows?
Ooh, I would definitely count me in. Sign me up for at least one ticket for that. It's KUTX 98.9, My Education. What are we going to hear next?
A song called Coordinates. Thank you.
The Austin-New Zealand connection here in Studio 1A, my education on KUTX 98.9. I'm talking with founding guitarist Brian Purrington. Brian, do you mind taking a second to introduce the other members of your band?
Yeah. Scott Tellis on bass, Kirk Lactis on keyboards, Christopher Haxty on guitar, James Alexander on viola, and Earl Bowers IV on drums.
Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for stopping in. You've been phenomenal. I can't wait to have you back. You're about to go out on a tour, correct? What's your first stop?
Yeah, we're going up to play the Utah Arts Festival in Salt Lake City, and we're playing Dallas tomorrow night and ABGB's Saturday, and then we leave Wednesday to play El Paso and head out west.
Well, make sure you see My Education before they take off on that tour. As he mentioned, they're going to be at ABGB this Saturday, along with K-Odyssey, Honey and Salt, and then My Education is there at 11 p.m. Tickets and more info at theabgb.com. Or is that a free event?
Yes, it's free.
That's a free. There you go. So you just got to go and RSVP or just maybe show up.
Just show up.
All right, gentlemen. Well, thank you so much for being in here. Can't wait to have you back. It's KUTX 98.9. Our engineers today have been Cliff Hargrove, Jake Perlman, and Wayland Nera. I'm Jack Anderson, and this is the Austin Music Experience.